You might enjoy a no-name steak, but would you buy a no-name car? 50 years ago, you could have. Details coming up from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-644-1381. That's 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 20th, the 140th day of the year. Cher blows out 64 candles, and Ford announced the introduction of the Falcon on this day in 1959. It may have been an unremarkable car, but the story of how it got its name is nothing short of amazing. It seems both Ford and Plymouth, unknown to each other, had each chosen the name Falcon for their 1960 compacts. The Plymouths, in fact, were already on the assembly line when it was discovered Ford had registered the name 20 minutes before their application. Falcon logos were pulled from the cars, and the first models in the showrooms became known as the 1960 no-name Plymouths. They would return in 1961 as the Plymouth Valiant. And that's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.